I really can't
but
stay.
But baby, it's cold outside.
I've got to go
away. But baby, it's cold outside.
This evening has
been hoping that you'd
so
drop in.
So very nice.
I'll hold your hands. They're just like
It's Cold Outside by Eric Pringle. With Kenneth Cranham as Ray and Julia Ford as Sophie.
So really I'd better scurry.
Beautiful, please don't
hurry. Well, maybe just a half a drink
Put
more.
Put some records on while I
The neighbors pour. Might think.
Maybe it's bad.
What's in the drink? I wish
What's happening? Where am I? In the car. I'm still in the car. With the snow on my face. Oh!
Ray.
Who's that?
Ray Coulter.
It's dark. Where are the lights? What's happened to the lights? I can't feel my legs. Oh!
I'm here, Ray.
Music.
Ray.
I want music.
Really can't stay. I've got to go away.
That terrible song.
This evening has been so very nice.
I'll hold your hands. They're just like
All right. You win. I remember. It was my party.
How much did you say? 50 million?
100 at least.
Wow.
Now that's what I call a sale. What a contract.
He saved our entire division at a stroke.
Let's drink to him.
Yes, let's. To Ray Calder, Sales Manager, Albany Tech International Technology, UK Division, our saviour.
The bastard.
Charlie, that's ungracious. This is his party.
Will he make a speech?
Try to stop him. Modesty isn't Ray's style. If he had his way, they'd throw the MD to the wolves, crown him and change our name to Calder International.
And we'd all abase ourselves before his throne.
Hail Caesar.
Heil Hitler.
Do you hear them, Jerry?
Sorry, Ray. Hear what?
The voices. You should listen. I'm listening.
You make it sound like a threat.
Do I?
What's in the drink? I wish I knew how.
Your eyes are like stars.
That was tonight. No. Last night.
Hello, Mr. Coulter.
You were there. Who's that girl, Jerry?
What girl?
Beside the door, by herself. Blonde hair pulled back in a red ribbon. White neck, sexy red dress.
Oh, yeah, I see her.
20, would you say?
18.
Who is she?
I've never seen her before.
Blue, grey eyes watching me.
Why would she be watching you?
How the hell should I know?
Cheers, then, to Ray Coulter, the Manta Ray of Albany Tech.
Well, that gives me the shivers.
He makes me shiver. His eyes, cold as steel.
Are you listening now, Jerry?
I'm listening, Ray. You're the centre of attention.
Have you noticed how his eyes flick? Flick, flick. Here, there. Now on that person, now on you.
Pouncing and piercing. Sometimes when he looks at me, I can feel him going right through me.
Lucky you.
Don't.
Who's he piercing now?
God help them.
She's staring at me, Jerry.
You're imagining it.
She's beautiful.
She's just a kid.
18, you said. Red dress, white skin.
Ray.
Now she's smiling, smiling at me. Do I know her?
Ray.
I never forget a face or a voice.
Don't get obsessed again.
Why not? My obsessions are why we're here tonight. Why you're here.
Of course, Ray. I appreciate
so
that.
So go and find out who she is.
But you can't
Now, Jerry,
after...
bring me another drink.
But he's so intolerant.
He's an egomaniac.
He's pitiless. Remember when he sacked Mac Guest?
The poor sod had only been fiddling his expenses. We all do that.
Did that? To humiliate a man in that way, it was so degrading.
I cried all night. And look what happened afterwards. How can he live with that on his conscience?
What conscience?
Ray Coulter will stop at nothing to get control. If I was the MD, I'd barricade myself in with barbed wire.
Now then, are we happy?
Ray, oh yes, very.
Happy, thank you, Mr. Coulter.
You have plenty to drink.
Oceans of booze.
And something to drink too, eh?
I'll say. You've been promoted.
This afternoon, now I'm sales director.
Oh, congratulations.
A reward for services rendered. Word travels fast.
Jungle drums, Ray.
This is a jungle, isn't it? Don't you think so, Anna?
It's certainly full of monkeys.
Yes, I've heard them gibbering.
Ray, could I have a word?
Excuse me.
Phew. Do you think he heard me?
If he did, Charlie, we'll say goodbye to you now.
It'll be Matt Guest all over again, and I shall cry again.
Well, Jerry,
I heard them.
Bunch of hyenas. The trick is to get rid of them or remove their
teeth. Here's your drink. Her name is Sophie. She joined Cashiers a week ago.
A week, eh? She might have found her feet yet. Still be uncertain. Look how she's poised at the door, as if she doesn't know whether to stay or run. Like a nervous animal. So vulnerable. What else, Sim?
Nothing.
What do you mean, nothing?
Nobody knows.
I gave you an order.
There's nobody from personnel to
ask. I'll do it myself.
Ray!
Bring me a bottle and two glasses.
Shall I pour? Shall I?
There's something out there in the snow. Red. All by yourself, young lady.
Hello, Mr. Coulter.
You know who I am.
I'd be stupid if I didn't, since this whole party's for you. It's like royalty.
You flatter me. What's your name?
Sophie.
Sophie, nice. Suits you. Have I said something funny?
Maybe.
You've been watching me.
So has everybody else.
But you more than anybody else. Why?
I wanted to see how royalty behaves.
You're teasing me, naughty.
Everybody here's afraid of you. Why is that?
They're all fools. Pay no attention.
Or should I pay attention to you?
Oh, yes. You're beautiful.
Your glass is empty.
Somebody's supposed to be taking care of that, but he's as useless as the rest. I like your dress. Red as blood.
Not too revealing.
Not for me.
I didn't think it would be.
Who are you?
I told you.
Sophie from Cashier.
Yeah.
What else?
There's nothing else.
What do you mean, nothing?
You're hurting my arm.
I'm sorry. There. Free as a bird. Are you alone here?
Yeah.
Haven't you made any friends yet?
No.
Why not?
Well, like you said, they're all fools.
Except me.
Except you.
And you.
Oh, no!
You have the eyes of a witch.
They're just eyes.
You haven't taken them off me all night. Are you putting me under a spell?
How could I do that?
No girl has looked at me like that for 20 years.
Maybe you haven't looked back.
Been too busy.
Too successful to notice people.
I'm noticing you.
And holding my arm again, they'll see you.
Who cares about them? Listen. Would you...
Would I what?
Ray?
Damn.
I'm so sorry. I was distracted.
Surprise me.
There's your bottle and two glasses.
You might have brought a tray.
Oh, I didn't think.
Another surprise.
I'm sorry?
Why don't you think, Jerry?
I said I'm sorry.
It's all right. We can manage.
That isn't the point.
So I'll take them. Thank you.
What the hell do you think you're doing?
Ray, please.
Shut up.
Shall we dance, Mr. Coulter?
Dance? Dance!
Ray, can I have
what
a word?
What is it now?
People are waiting for you to speak.
Let them wait.
They're growing restless.
Stuff them. Sophie and I are going to dance, aren't we?
If you say so, sir.
I say so. Come on. Lady in red
is dancing with me. You asked them to play this for me.
You're my lady in red.
And we're dancing cheek to cheek.
What's funny?
You.
I don't understand.
I'm dancing with the star of the show.
No, I am. You're the star, Sophie. You're incandescent. Everybody else is a shadow beside you.
You mustn't talk to me like that.
Why not?
I'm not one of your prospects.
Aren't you?
So stop trying to manipulate me.
I'm a salesman, Sophie. I can't help myself. You mustn't blame me.
Don't you ever stop?
I can't. It's exciting. Like a drug. Like holding you.
What are you selling me?
What every salesman sells himself. I'm buying, too.
Buying what?
When you look at me like that.
What? What?
Oh, my God.
What is it, Mr. Calder?
God, help me.
Silence! Silence, quiet, please, everybody. Quiet. Our new sales director.
Ladies and gentlemen, colleagues, my friends, tonight we're celebrating the sale of the century, though I say it myself. Sir, here I am, standing on a table, not quite in control of my faculties and looking a proper Charlie, no offense, Charlie, because I want to tell you something. You see before you a happy man. A fulfilled man with everything in his garden, green and beautiful. A great job and a wonderful wife and kids. What more can he want? I'll tell you. He wants everything. Everything. You know why? Because he knows how to get it. He's found a secret. I'm going to share a secret with you. It's this. If you want something so intensely that you go for it even harder than you know how, it happens. All you have to do is work your tail off and take the other bugger by surprise. Hit him when he isn't looking. Hit him where it hurts. Look at me. See how it works. Do I detect censure? You think I'm ruthless? Oh, yeah. I hear the voices. But hasn't everything I've done been good for the firm? Hasn't your income doubled? Aren't your job secure because of me? I've done everybody good. Everybody. Except the weak links, the lame ducks who littered this place when I took over. They had a go. Now we're leaner, fitter. Survive the hard times. Ducks, sir. Places like a farmyard, bloody farmyard. Where was I?
Come down, Ray.
What for?
You've had too much to drink.
I have to tell them.
They're not listening anymore. Sit here. I'll get you some black coffee.
I don't want coffee. I want her.
She's a child.
Some child. Look at her. She's waiting for me. She's mine.
What about your wonderful wife and kids?
Do you want to keep your job? Listen, you know me. I can smell the sail a mile off. I can smell her. She's edgy and eager. And by God, Jerry, I don't know where she's come from, but she's swum onto my line, and I'm going to land her.
Be careful, then.
I haven't got here being careful. I've got here taking risks, and every opportunity that's come my way. Tonight is my reward, and that girl is the little red cherry on my cake. I'm taking her to my office.
Ray!
Grow up, Jerry. I don't want to be disturbed. You understand?
I understand.
I knew you would. What is that? Christ. Is there nothing in the world except night and snow and wind? And that red thing. Hello? Hello? Hello?
Hello?
This is my office.
It's enormous.
Here's to us, Sophie. I wasn't sure you'd come.
Oh, I'm sure you always get your way.
I try.
Why?
Blame my father.
Your father?
When I was 10, turned into bankrupt. He was too easy on his debtors. He gave them too much rope, and they whipped him with it, and then his creditors hanged him on it.
That's bitter.
Bitterness is a powerful engine. It drives me everywhere. Listen, for the rest of his life, my father was a shadow, and my mother was so ashamed, she built a wall around herself. They finished us as a family. I hated them for that. I wanted to shake them and make them go out and break the heads that had broken theirs, but they never did. So I made a vow that nobody would ever do that to me. If any heads were going to be broken, I would do the breaking.
Would you play this for me?
What?
It's a cassette.
What has a cassette got to
do? You have a player on your desk.
You mad?
Won't you humour me?
Give it here.
I really can't stay.
It's rubbish.
I like it.
You have terrible taste.
You're not going to break me, are you?
Wait and see.
I think you're going to take advantage of me.
I always take advantage.
I know.
What do you know?
More than you.
You feel gorgeous.
Do I?
Bloody marvellous.
I bet you can hardly believe your luck.
Yes, I can.
Ray. Ray. Ray.
You make me feel like $1 million.
How much?
$1 billion.
They've all gone home.
Your party's over. It must be time for mine.
What's that?
You're drunk. Snow! It really is cold outside.
It's blowing a blizzard. Have you a car?
No.
I'll give you a lift.
Are you fit to drive?
I'm fit for anything. Just name it.
I will.
Song, but you have a nice voice.
I'm singing to you. I'm paying my homage.
What does that mean?
You're such a powerful man.
Look, man, what are you doing?
I'm worshipping you. You love it.
I do.
Pull into a lay-by.
What for?
I want you.
You're insatiable. What's in this? Come on. Come on.
Take off your coat first.
What for?
Take it off. And your jacket. And tie.
Snowing.
Turn up the heater.
Kiss me.
Not yet. I want to look at you. You're so pale in the snow light, like a ghost. Now, it's funny. Without your robes, you're not a king anymore.
For God's sake, Sophia.
Guest.
What?
My surname. You didn't bother to ask.
Names don't matter.
It's your name that makes you a person. My name is me. It was him, too.
Him?
You don't even remember his name.
All right, I'll play your game. You're Sophie Guest. All right. Guest.
At last.
One of my salesmen was called...
My father.
I didn't know he had a daughter.
Well, of course you didn't. You weren't interested in him. You wouldn't want to know that he was more than your salesman, that he had a life outside his work, that there was someone who loved him.
Well, he's a rotten salesman.
Was he?
Dishonest.
Well, you punished him for it. You destroyed him in front of his colleagues.
It was an object lesson, shock tactics.
You broke him.
He was weak. Bad for the firm, so I cut him out.
But just like that...
He snivelled.
You made him cry. My dad.
Like a cringing dog you had to kick.
But you kicked him to death.
I'm not responsible for that. Anybody who commits suicide is clearly unstable.
He was all I had.
I don't have to explain myself to you. I won't apologize.
That little fiddle of his was to buy a special present for my 18th birthday.
It doesn't make it honest.
Oh, God, you aren't human.
It's a business decision.
And do you think that excuses it?
It was nothing personal.
You put our lives through the shredder and tell me that it wasn't personal. We were everything to each other. When you kicked him, you kicked me too.
You're as unstable as he was.
I hate you!
Oh, yes? So what was that about on the floor of my office? Were you lying back and thinking of England?
I was thinking of what you did to my father. I had my arms around his murderer. Oh,
just a minute.
I'm bringing you down, Ray Calder.
This is some kind of revenge. You planned it.
Did you think I fancied you?
This is ridiculous.
Are you feeling uneasy?
Taking you home. Then I'm getting the hell away from you.
No, Ray. With me.
You're sick.
You always win. Well, this time you're getting the star prize. You're getting my life. But I'm taking yours in return.
Stark raving bonkers.
You're a murderer and a sadist.
Bloody snow.
But the very worst thing about you is your assumption that God made this world and everything in it just for you.
Come on, move.
Well, tonight you're discovering it isn't true.
Oh, don't make me laugh. What can you do?
Just watch me.
Move, you bugger.
You killed my father.
At last. What's that like? The snow's so thick. I can't see. Stop sniveling. Take your hands off the steering wheel. Sophie, let go. It's a bloody lorry.
It's the end!
Go, we'll have an accident! The brakes won't hold, we're skidding! Sophie!
Judgment Day! Hey!
Sophie!
I'm coming.
It's you in the snow.
Let me in.
That's your dress. Drifting
here
over.
Here I am.
Go away.
You're covered in snow too. And blood, red as my dress. I'll ease the pain, don't worry.
There's a light.
Look at me.
You all right?
What's that noise?
Kiss me.
No, don't.
Mummy, kiss it better.
You're ice.
Colder than ice. You too, Ray.
No, I won't.
Your pain has gone.
Yes, it has, but how?
It's time, Ray. Come on.
I won't go with you.
You must. You wouldn't want to stay here with all that mess.
What, my wife?
There isn't time.
I've so much you can do.
There's nothing you can do. You're not king anymore.
Please.
It's too late. Come along, we'll go together for company.
Listen.
Hold on to me.
Somebody trying to get in.
There.
Where are we going?
Exploring.
But it's cold outside.
You won't feel it.
Sophie.
Yes.
Hold my hand.
Are you all right in there? Why'd you drive in front of me like that? Why? I can't open the door.
Oh, my God.
Baby, you freeze out there.
Say, lend me a coat.
It's up to your knees out there.
You've really been
grand. I thrill when you touch my
but
hand.
But don't you see?
How can you do this thing to me?
It's Cold Outside was written by Eric Pringle. The part of Ray was played by Kenneth Cranham and Sophie by Julia Ford. Jerry was played by Neville Jason, Charles by Malcolm Ward, Edward by Paul Panting, Anna by Elaine Claxton, and Elizabeth by Vivian Rochester. The play was directed by Cherry Cookson.